Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Hey, everybody. We are back in the Dirty Lazy Keto Kitchen for yet another live cooking demonstration. Our first cooking demo about making chaffles actually went viral, Tamara.
Excuse me, Stephanie, what about the world's best coffee episode?
Oh, that's right, Tamara. How could I forget the world's best cup of coffee episode? Oh my goodness, you're making me laugh. Well, today we're going to do yet another live demonstration so our viewers and listeners can get ready for the holidays. This is part of a three-part series in which we make a quicker version under 30 minutes of some of our traditional holiday favorite recipes. I picked three of my favorite Dirty Lazy Keto recipes to teach you how to make.
I'm excited because I don't normally cook a big holiday meal. I go to my mom's, and this is perfect because I can make this, any of these actually, and just take it to my mom's and feel good, like I have something I can eat.
I love that. Well, truth be told, Tamara, last year when all of my family came over for the holidays, I was so stressed out about cooking. Actually, I was just turning in my first cookbook, my manuscript, to my editor. I was so stressed out that I didn't cook anything, and I went to Safeway and bought a cooked turkey.
Hey, there is no shame in that.
I've done it too.
Yes, I've done it. They'll do everything, the turkey, the sides, right? Or whatever ham, whatever holiday dish you want. That's a backup plan.
It's always a good backup plan.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to chat more about this because I don't think I'm the only one. But before we get started, I want to show our listeners what the end product is going to look like today. The recipe we're going to be making is about making turkey drumsticks. And this recipe is coming from the new Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook, which will be available in January of 2021, but you can order it now. And this book's not even out yet, so our listeners, our viewers are going to get a sneak peek, and today's recipe will be available for free on my website and a PDF download. So are you ready to get started?
I am ready, and I love the idea of a drumstick. For one, the dark meat is usually a little fattier and richer, but also it just looks like prehistoric, you know, like
we're gonna be doing our caveman thing. So before we chat more about turkey, because we want to talk turkey today, Tamara. Let's get started because we have to get our oil heated up. So the first thing our recipe calls for is going to be 6 cups of peanut oil. And if you have a liquid measuring cup, it's super big like this. I buy my oil in giant drums from Walmart because I'm classy. But I'm just holding this up. But this is what our listeners will be measuring. And it was about 6 cups.
And it was about the regular bottle. I think it was 1.5 of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you don't want to get the giant gallon jug of oil. So what kind of dish do we put it in?
Thanks for asking. So Tamara, you have to kind of shop in mind. Like you're going to be picking out 2 medium-sized turkey legs, and I'll hold up mine so our listeners can see.
Here's mine.
Perfect. And at my supermarket, this cost about $5 for 2. Actually, it was under 5 for 2. Okay. It was like $4.48. And so the pan that you pick out needs to be deep, a deep dish type pan, but in about the size of your drumsticks.
So you want
the width
cover
of your pan. Right. You're going to be covering your drumsticks in oil. So keep that in mind when you're picking out a pan to fill
the oil. I picked like a soup, but the reason I did, because if you look, it fits exactly in there, like with not a lot of room on the sides.
Yeah. That's it.
Because you want the oil to just cover the top, right?
You want to submerge your turkey legs and you don't want to like buy a bunch of extra oil that you don't need.
Yeah. Right. So this is the size that worked for mine, but you have to go through your cupboard and kind of measure. I went with the turkey leg
and I did like, too. Yeah. Yeah. With it still in the package, just go through your pots and pans and find the best one.
So perfect. Do we put this on to heat it up on medium, high? What do we set it on?
So go ahead and put it over like medium, high heat, like maybe a 6 or 7.
Okay, got it.
And the goal of what we're trying to do, I'm going to put my glass on. There, now I can see you. you're going to want to heat up your oil to the temperature reaches 375 degrees. Do you have a thermometer, Tamara?
I did. You know what? I didn't think I did, but I found this candy one and I looked and it says it. And I thought, oh, you can't use it for oil, but it does. It actually has deep frying directions on it and it clips to your pan. I've never used it, but I'm going to try it today.
Today is the debut of the candy thermometer at Tamara's house. So I'm going to tell you a truth, Tamara. I had to order one on Amazon because I didn't have one that worked. I had one that didn't work and I would put it in stuff and it was off. Like the temperature was wrong.
Not good.
I know. So I got myself a new one.
So I heard. Go ahead. Can you tell me if this is true though? If you don't have a thermometer, you can just throw a little water on it. And if it sizzles, it's ready. Is that
that's like a good wife's tale. I've heard something similar to that, Tamara.
Yeah.
I heard one that was probably in the same article that you read about if you didn't have a candy thermometer, you could use like a piece of bread and throw it in. And if it floated to the top, like a 1-inch square of bread, that would also tell if your oil was ready.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have any bread though.
I know, right? Like this was I found from the bottom of my fridge from one of my kids.
Like 1978.
From 1978, the heel of bread. So you could try various methods. We are going to try to be accurate because we're, having a little cooking show. So we'll try to measure our oil, but our listeners could try whatever method they're most comfortable.
I don't deep fry a lot. Does it take a long time to heat up that much oil or is it?
It goes pretty quick. Should we test it right now?
I'll look and see. Okay, let's check. What should it be at? What was the temperature again?
The temperature you want is 375 degrees.
Okay. It would help if I could read it. I think I'm there.
All right.
That's too fast.
Wow. You're hot.
No, it's not. No, I'm at 200, so I need mine to get up a little higher.
You're getting there.
Okay.
So, Tamara, while we're waiting.
Okay.
I'm going to be standing over my stove, but I want you to tell our listeners about your trick when it comes to holiday turkey cooking, because I think you have one you shared with me last year. Do you remember?
I do.
Yeah.
No.
And it didn't involve cooking a turkey, as I remember. Well, actually, you did have a great tip about cooking turkey in a slow cooker, and then you also had one about ordering it.
Oh yeah. So you can, if you get a small turkey, you can throw it in a crock pot and that is so easy. There's nothing to do. And it just slow cooks all day. So that's one thing I've tried and you don't have to be in the oven, doesn't heat up the house. And then the ordering one is just the same one we talked about before. We just order from our local barbecue place and they'll smoke or barbecue a turkey for you. It's delicious. So I recommend that one if you want to just, easy peasy.
Now, Tamara, here's the question. Do you actually tell your family that you ordered it or do you put it on your own china and fake it?
I put it on my own china. If they ask me directly, did you cook that? I might tell the truth, but I won't say anything until they ask.
I think that's great because the truth is, you don't have to spend all day in the kitchen, right? Like that's the whole point of, for me, talking about dirty, lazy keto. I want to encourage people to cut corners. And if that involves ordering the stupid turkey from the supermarket or a restaurant, then you should do it.
And it's not just about being lazy, Stephanie. It's about your stress levels too. I need to look, as I'm getting older, I'm trying to pay attention to, my own stress and my own self-care. And if holidays are stressing me the heck out, then don't cook or do these, less than 30-minute recipes. And it's just one more thing you don't have to worry about. Yeah, we need to take care of ourselves. Okay, how is yours doing? Is yours up to temperature or?
I'm at 212.
Let me see mine.
Yeah, see what yours is.
Oh, I've gone all the way up to almost 300. Mine's going a little faster.
Maybe I should turn up my heat. So it sounds like one of the tricks that you're sharing in terms of if you're deciding to cook a turkey at home is you don't have to cook the whole thing, right?
No, you don't.
You can cook a part of the turkey and be just as successful, like buying a leg or a breast or a drumstick or
You know, and I have, you know, and ask your people to bring sides, and then you don't have to cook any sides, or, you know, there's all kinds of ways to save time. You can buy your sides. You can have your guests bring sides. People want to bring stuff, I've found.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
they get upset. You're like, what should I bring? And you're like, oh, nothing. And then they're like, yeah, asking me 10 times. Angry.
I really do agree with you, because I think holidays are so rich in tradition and like family recipes that not having one of their grandmother's or aunt's favorite dish not on the table is upsetting. So let people bring stuff. So what if you have two different versions of green bean casserole three different Jell-O salads? Like, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, it gets eaten and it's great. You get to try everybody's version of it, because everybody does make a different version of stuffing or green beans or whatever the holiday ham is or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes it more fun. They feel involved. So yeah, take the burden off yourself as much as you can. That's my big advice. And I'm really just saying that more to myself.
Right. We're like reminding ourselves.
Yes. Because can't you feel the stress level go up as the holiday goes along?
Definitely.
It's like,
I want to tell you a funny story about the holidays while we're waiting for our oil. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded of this when my husband and I were getting the ingredients ready, because he's the cookbook co-author. So I figured he should do, you know, half the work today to prep, all the ingredients. But we were talking about how when we were first dating, our local grocery store had a special where if you spent like $50 or $100 on groceries, you got a free turkey.
I remember that.
Do you remember those days? I don't think they do that anymore. But you know, my husband, he's the dirt cheap cookbook champion, Mr. Bill. He is the guru of saving money. God bless him. Love him. So sexy that he likes to save money. So what we did is, you know, combined all of our shopping and did lots of planning and meal planning around shopping at this particular grocery store, and got... We got so many free turkeys. And then, you know, Tamara, you couldn't get the free, cheap, small turkey. We had to get the biggest, cheap, free turkey. So we had like four turkeys, huge, in our freezer. And it wasn't, you know, even close to the holidays.
Good luck storing that. But you know what? The nice thing is they do freeze well. So
well,
you can
all of our freezers were full of frozen free turkeys, thanks to our strategic dirt cheap cooking plan.
Yes.
So we ate turkey for a long time.
Yeah.
It wasn't just at the holidays. We continued to enjoy turkey throughout the year. With our free turkey.
Nice. I'm going to check my tip.
Okay, let's check our oil. Yeah, it's looking good.
Mine's ready. Mine's at 400. I'm going to turn it down.
You better turn that sucker down.
Yeah. And should we get the chicken ready while it's still climbing or?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you, okay.
I'm still
I said chicken. I meant turkey.
Yeah, you meant turkey. Okay, so what we're going to do, Tamara, thank you for reminding me that we got to get started here, is we are going to, with our, I always wash my drumsticks and then I pat them dry with a little paper towel, and then go ahead and get out 1 tablespoon of Creole powder. And what I like to use is a brand called Slap Your Mama from New Orleans.
You have to use it just for the name.
Because of the name. If you don't like Creole seasoning, you could do something else. But again, I like to use spice blends because it saves time.
Yeah.
In all of my cooking, especially in the 30-minute cookbook here, the No Time to Cook cookbook, I highly recommend it.
Mine is not Slap Your Mama, but it is Tony Checkers. But, you know, whatever. So we use a tablespoon.
They'll both work. So use a full tablespoon and just go ahead and rub that all over your drumsticks.
Okay.
And kind of pat it in there if you need to, if your drumsticks are dry.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to get your hands dirty.
Yeah, we can always wash them in between.
And it's kind of fun.
This spice is nice. Can I put a little extra? I like mine extra spicy.
Oh, you go.
Okay.
You should have had the Slap Your Mama brand.
I know.
This one's got a kick. You'll be like, woo!
Oh, I like that. So with your recipes, Stephanie, that's one thing I love about your recipes is that at least when I make them with you, you're like, oh yeah, try this or modify it this way or that way. Your recipes kind of lend themselves to that.
I don't think that cooking, thank you, Tamara, should be so stuffy. I think you should modify it and be flexible to your tastes and preferences.
Yeah.
If you're always making other people's food, then you're not going to want to cook.
Yeah. And you know, to your taste.
That's the whole point, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I've got.
And then now things are going to get crazy.
Okay, what do we do now?
So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to get out this cool syringe.
You How gave
fun
me.
Is this?
I have never used one of these. It looks scary.
Right? It's like we're in a hospital. So we're using a cooking syringe, and this comes in a package. I buy it with a Tony Scherrer's injectable Creole butter style marinade. I'll hold it up.
Okay.
And, but you don't have to buy this brand. There's a bunch of different flavors.
Is it hard to find injectable Creole butter?
Right. I thought everyone would have this. And guess what? It's available at every supermarket.
You're kidding.
No. And if you don't have it at your supermarket, it doesn't matter. Just make your own little sauce and you're going to shove it in under the skin with your fingertips.
So how do we use
this? This is so much more fun. So you must do it.
I know. How do you use it?
So if you're in a medical field, you're going to stick your needle into the drink. And then you just suck it out.
Okay. So we
made
push
that
in
noise
the,
for you.
Push in the plunger first and then
push in the plunger and then suck and draw.
Okay. So I got a plunger full.
So suck it up into the plunger. And again, if you don't have a cool plunger, because this is so fun, you can just use your fingertips.
That's so what do you, where do I stick it under the skin?
So stick it under the skin, kind of sideways. So you're injecting it and do it all over the place.
Okay.
Like the more the better.
So you
shove it under there.
Do you want to stick it in the meat or just between the meat and the skin?
Anywhere. It's all good.
Okay. All right.
And it will squirt back at you if you get too much at once. So kind of go slow your roll. Go night. Like do it surgically.
Okay. So it is really cool.
It is kind of fun.
And do we just do like a couple plungers per turkey leg or?
Yeah, just go crazy.
Okay.
The more the better.
Wow. And it's easy. Actually,
it's
I thought
so
it would
fun.
Be hard.
No,
yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. And I've never, ever done this. You could do this to a whole big turkey if you wanted,
right? You
could
do this to anything you want. Chickens, turkey.
Oh, wow.
Basically what you're doing, Tamara, is you're making the meat more moist. You're injecting some flavor deeper into the tissue. Because, you know, some of these white meats can be a little dry.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be gross.
Yeah.
I bet our oils are so hot right now because we're talking.
I know. I'll check mine.
Because you don't want it to be too hot. Are you going to try your method about throwing some water in?
Mine's real hot, so I'm turning it down.
The trick is we don't want it too hot. So the issue is if your oil gets too hot, Tamara, what can happen is then you overcook the outside of your meat and then the inside won't cook properly.
We'll get undercooked.
Correct.
Okay. So let me wash my hands because it is a little messy, but
nothing you can do. Well, it's fun. It's like a arts and craft project.
I know. Okay. So I think I've injected it pretty good. I did it like both sides.
I'm going to town.
different places.
I'm getting all up in it. I'm going to hold up my drumstick because it's all broided out. It's all plump.
That's good.
It'll be very juicy with butter marinade.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
And,
you know, like you said, they can be a little plain. So
this will take it out of the park.
Zhuzh it up.
We're getting all fancy.
They'll
be like, dang, girl's from a restaurant. And they won't believe you. And you're going to be like, no, I really made it. And they're like, yeah, she's lying. Okay, now I'm certain my stuff is ready here.
Okay, I think mine is too.
But I do want to warn our listeners, when you're working with hot oil, it can be dangerous. So keep that in mind. Take safety measures. You don't want this splashing all over because it will burn you. So do you have any safety measures in place, Tamara?
Well, you gave me this screen cover, which I didn't know existed either.
Right? That like a splash guard.
Yeah. And I would think the trickiest part is putting it in the oil. Like, is there any tricks to doing that safely? Or should I use tongs? Or what do you suggest?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Use tongs.
Because, Tamara, when you put it in, it's going to make a huge noise.
Okay.
And it's going to bubble and it might scare you. It's very exciting.
Okay.
I don't want you to be scared.
Okay. Have you put yours in? Are we going to do this thing?
Yeah. I was measuring my oil real quick. Oh, crap. I'm all the way over 400. I got to slow it down.
I know. Mine has really got hot. You were right. It didn't take long.
No, it didn't take long at all.
It got fast. It got hot fast.
So you can go ahead of me if you need to.
I'm going to try it. Wish me luck.
Like we said, slowly submerge.
Okay,
it is going to sizzle and bubble and make a big fun noise.
Okay, hang on. My
be ready. Be like mentally prepare yourself for the excitement.
Oh, wow. Did you hear it?
Yes. It's exciting, right? It kind of bubbles up.
Okay, I'm going to put a second one in.
Okay, she's going in. It's so fun. Our listeners can kind of hear the bubbles and the excitement going on in Tamara's dish. So just to keep everybody in suspense about what's happening, we are submerging both of our turkey legs at once to make sure they're completely lowered in the oil. The oil should be at a temperature of 375 degrees, and we'll be deep frying them for between 15 and 20 minutes. And obviously the amount of time this takes to cook depends on how big your drumsticks are. So if you have smaller drumsticks, it will be more about 15 minutes, or it could be even a minute or two less. And if you have a larger one, it'll require additional cooking. But the way that you can tell if your drumstick is completely finished and ready for you to eat and eat safely is that the internal temperature of the turkey leg should be at 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And again, you'll be able to measure that temperature using the same gadget you use to check the oil. Didn't I sound like I knew what I was talking about
you
there?
You did. I have the kind that goes in the meat for the temperature, but whatever works.
Yeah. So keep track, Tamara, because you started before me. You're going to want to go 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, got
I'm going to guess probably more on the 15-minute side since our drumsticks are a little smaller. And then we'll, before eating, we'll verify that the internal temperature is 165.
Okay.
I'm going to check mine.
Okay.
So Tamara, tell us while I'm over there, do you have any other good tips about staying sane over the holidays? Because you were sharing some earlier. This is why I depend on you, because you keep me from pulling my hair out.
Yeah. I would say, don't forget about yourself. I know I keep coming back to that. Like, don't overwhelm yourself, because you can get caught up in the buying the gifts, cooking the meal, or thinking you have to have this perfect celebration. You got to just get rid of that thinking. Just throw it away. It's not going to be perfect. So, that way you're not disappointed. What did you say, Stephanie, in one of our previous podcasts? Set the bar low.
Set the bar low for yourself.
Yeah.
And for the holidays. Because really, the whole point is to enjoy time with your family, to think about the meaning of the holidays. I'm really working on trying to think about my family history and my grandparents who have passed on and what they brought to my life, and not so much the food, right?
Exactly. Or having this perfect, getting the perfect photo with the perfect this and the perfect that. And honestly, that just sets you up for failure, because you can't live up to that.
No, you can't. So now you're going to do this holiday. You told me that you're going to pack up your bags and get the heck out of town.
We are. My son's away at college. It's the perfect excuse to just leave town. And then I don't cook. We go out. We pick the restaurant together. Okay. And we just go out. And there's no leftovers, no cleanup. It's fantastic. I recommend it if you can.
Can you hear mine? I just put mine in.
I hear that. It's really sizzly. And it smells good too. You have that turkey smell through the house. Like, you think if you're not doing a whole turkey, you won't get that smell, but you get it with these drumsticks. They give a great smell. Okay, so you said 20 minutes for these, right?
Oh, no. So,
15
to 20.
15 to 20. 20. Sorry.
And ours will probably be more in the 15 minutes because they're a smaller size.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I really like your tip about getting the heck out of town. I shared my tip from last year. I bought my turkey from the grocery store and I served it on my china and pretended it was mine.
Seriously, dirty, lazy
girl.
Like you
said, the other tip about going ahead and asking folks to bring food, because you don't have to make all the food yourself, right?
You don't.
Make the favorite part. Or my special tip is to just enjoy your holiday maybe on a non-holiday. We do this with my husband's family. We celebrate our Thanksgiving meal on a day that's not Thanksgiving. We'll celebrate Christmas, not on Christmas. Or, whatever we're celebrating. We'll do it on an off day, that way there's not so much pressure.
Yeah. And you can do a lot ahead of time, too. That makes me feel a little less stressed the day of. So, there's a lot of stuff like deviled eggs. You could do that the day before. Yeah. The turkey you probably want to do the day of. But, the green beans, you can have that just already cooked, and then you just reheat it.
Just reheat it. That's the way to go.
Yeah, we made the green beans, or one part of our three-part series.
Stay tuned.
Of holiday, yes. So the holiday episode series will have our main dish, which we're doing today, and then we're going to have a side dish, which is the yummy green bean casserole, and then a dessert.
We have to take care of our readers, and we have to take care of our viewers on YouTube, and also our listeners on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Well, the truth is, Tamara, I'm going to not make our listeners and viewers wait a full 15 minutes to see the finished product, because I did go ahead and make one of these earlier today. And this is our finished beauty product here, so you can see what yours is going to look like. Sometimes people like to deep fry the outside and then finish baking them on the inside. That's an option. Mm-hmm. But this here was fried completely in the oil for 15 minutes.
Okay? Amazing.
So the truth is, eating healthy does not need to take all day. All of the recipes in the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook, they can be made in under 30 minutes. So links to order the new No Time to Cook cookbook are available on my website, dirtylazyketo.com.
Thanks, Stephanie. And don't forget, this is one of our three-part episodes. So be on the lookout on YouTube or on iTunes and your podcasts for our other two episodes.
Awesome. And if our listeners enjoyed today's cooking episode on YouTube, we ask that you give it a thumbs up, make a comment, and subscribe to the channel. And audio-only listeners can help us out by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next week.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.